you talked last night about some of the performance in that game and whether they turned in direction for you all. Is that an example of a game where some of those turned the wrong way and you all end up on that side of it?
Yeah, spot on. We made some mistakes. They capitalized on it. They had opportunities. They capitalized on it. And we had some and didn't. That game, when you look at it, we had the bases loaded. We fly out to right. They had the bases loaded. They drive in three runs. So big hits and big moments matter. And we made some mistakes that were costly.
You've seen Nolan make that play up there a thousand times in the last couple of years. Is that just the case where Fairchild is just beating it and hustles that play out? How do you get that play?
Okay. Correct. Just a couple of those same plays that we talked about, like the one today. But if you ask me where that's going to end up at the end of this year, I wouldn't be overly concerned with it. Unfortunately, the one today cost us with the double after it. But if you're asking me, do I expect that to look the same over the course of the season? No. Yeah, there's going to be growing pains, and we know that going into it, and that's part of having a young player at the big league level. We're seeing him make adjustments offensively. Today was a really good day for him. Several line outs and then drove that double to left field, but overall his swing's looking really good, and there's going to be adjustments, and defensively there just is. The play you're talking about, the overthrow of the cutoff man, but these are things that he's smart enough and athletic enough to clean up. But are there going to be growing pains? Absolutely.
Miles needed only 15 pitches to get through the first five batters, and then it kind of turned. Were you surprised to see it turn so quickly on him? He breached the first inning on two-thirds?
No, I mean, there was some soft contact and then some hard contact. And, I mean, Eddie made some really nice plays for him in center field as well. So, overall, I wish it would have looked a little bit different, but yeah, still gave us a shot. Yeah, Dylan did a nice job. Took some really good swings. Nice swing on the homer as well. Made some nice plays in right. It's starting to look a lot better as far as just some of those balls in the gaps and to right and center. That's what it's supposed to look like. So. But overall, yeah, he did a nice job.
Did you make anything of the team against a pitcher for the first time? Sometimes it can be dismissed as anecdotal, but you know, I think pitchers starting against y'all as rookies are now 17-7 in the last, but the teams are 17-7 in the last 24 games. Something to it?
Familiarity is real. But it's not an excuse. You got to score more runs against their lefty. We just didn't. But you can't let them off the hook.
When you say familiarity, it's like live action familiarity, different than the study, different than the video, different than the...
Yeah, it's one thing to study it and be prepared for it. It's another thing to actually see the arm in real action in the batter's box and see him a couple times through, and familiarity matters. The guys will talk about that often, but at the end of the day, you got to figure out a way to score. So, yeah. We needed to do a better job against them.
Probably the instincts that Edmund showed on those three plays he made, I mean, is that all about that first step and how he could cover ground?
Yeah, he's got good instincts, good first step. Closing speed, everything you would want out of a top-end center fielder, and he continues to show that he's more than capable of playing out there. He's more than capable of playing just about anywhere you put him, but he's done a nice job in center so far.
Thank you.